Welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. If you would like to learn more about Active Faith, you can find us at active-faith.org. We are always striving to reclaim the land and heal the soul and help people learn how to deal with the tough, difficult things of life all through the Word of God. Today, I am here on Battle Plan for Broken Families. And I'm Dr. Charlie. And today I have one of my favorite people in the world and my special guest, Brandy Flanagan. Thank you, Brandy, for joining us.
Absolutely. I always love to be with you doing anything.
And I did not pay her to say that. Just a little bit about Brandy. She is a distinguished entrepreneur. I'm going to say it again. She's a distinguished entrepreneur and a business consultant with over 20 years of success. She's known for her ability to help businesses start and grow and overcome challenges. She's a trusted advisor to many small businesses, and she serves in local city government. She's been doing that for over 6 years. And she's currently the mayor of the city of Gladewater. And I always tell her she's the prettiest mayor that East Texas ever had.
You are far Brandy, too kind, my friend.
Brandy is the author of Make Business Fun Again, Lightbulb Moments of a Real Entrepreneur. And she is also a keynote speaker, a podcast guest, and a panelist. She's the creator of Entrepreneur Boot Camp, a program taught at local colleges, and Vault.biz, an innovative online resource hub designed to support small business owners. She's the mother of five, and my favorite part of her bio, she is a Christ follower. And she is one of my iron sharpens iron women. So today on Battle Plan for Broken Families, I want to talk about divorce. Because it is, we think it's discussed all the time in the body of Christ, but really, I don't know that it is, except on the pew or at the altar when somebody's suffering, or you know, in those friend groups where, oh, my friend went through that. We talk about it like sidebar instead of hitting it head on. And Brandy, I've done a few podcasts where I just by myself kind of went over that I wasn't prepared for what divorce brought. Yeah. And one of the things that I talked about in the last podcast was that my pastor was a great man of God and he loved me and I loved him, but he was not divorced.
Yeah.
And although he did his very best to love me through it, he just didn't know.
Yeah.
And thank God we have great pastors in their roles as shepherds over churches who have not experienced that. But we have to find a way to serve the body of Christ because this is a growing situation. So I'm going to pause for a minute, Brandy. I just want you to share just briefly about your story and why I would pick on you today.
Well, you know, I was married for 23 years. No one would have ever been able to tell me that I would have made the decision one day to divorce. I was have since a teenager been very faithful in my relationship with the Lord. Always made decisions in life according to the Word of God. Some of that I realized was out of a fear base, because I had felt like if I could kind of just, as long as I did everything right, then nothing bad would happen, right? And then I went on about a 10-year journey of where I feel like everything that I thought I would never have to walk through in life, because I was quote unquote a Christian who followed and did what I was supposed to do, I wound up facing all of it. And the divorce was the last thing, is you know what I could say. And it was my choice. And I think that's That was the hard thing to come to terms with. Sometimes, especially as stronger women, we're okay if somebody else makes a choice and we're having to sit here and come to terms with that. But when we're put in the position that it was actually us who had to make that choice, I think that's where sometimes it's a little bit harder to navigate those times with the Lord. But what I've learned in life is that they're absolutely beautiful times with the Lord during those times, and so much wisdom comes from those times with the Lord. Because you're right, a lot of times, especially in the arena of divorce, our pastors are not able to help us. I think sometimes we think pastors have it all figured out. They're just like us. They're growing. The Lord's working things out with them. In fact, one of the pastors that I had talked to when I was going through my divorce had told me that I needed to repent and to, that I was sinning and that the Lord was displeased with me. And he later, it was probably about 2 years later, as he just kind of watched me walk this out. He actually came back and apologized to me, and he said, that is not what I should have told you, and the Lord has really worked on my heart in this area, and I just want to come back to you and tell you I'm sorry for that. And that was so meaningful to me
That's a
because I
great
didn't even,
shepherd
yeah, and I didn't
that
even
he's
try
willing to
to,
humble himself like that.
absolutely, and I didn't even rebut him because at the time that he said it to me, I was still working it all out with myself on, did I disobey the Lord in tapping out? That's what I called it. Like I stayed in the fight for as long as I physically and mentally and emotionally could. And I just reached a point where I couldn't anymore. And that was hard for someone like me. I would pride myself on being a strong woman who would be able to pray and fast and do all of these things so that these things wouldn't happen. And I watched over a 10-year span my life completely turn upside down in ways that I never thought was going to happen. But at the same time, over the last 4 years, I've also watched the Lord turn my life around in ways that I could have never imagined, in a good way. And
We
so,
beat ourselves up.
yeah.
Now, I don't want to confuse that with self-reflection and
Absolutely.
self-evaluation, because those are extremely important and valuable tools, man
Absolutely.
or woman, it doesn't
Yeah.
matter. In life, in every situation, especially in serious relationships like
Yeah, it's
marriage.
required of us 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, we need to do that. But in that process, I love that you said that, was I tapping out? Well, we begin to self-reflect to the point of deprecation.
Yes. Yeah. And
We
I strongly believe that anyone who is truly a Christ follower, for them to ever get to the point of being able to pull that trigger on divorce, that is a journey that they have walked with the Lord for a while to even be able to get to the point of doing that.
Yeah.
And so to pretend like somebody just did this at the whim or anything like that would, not be a truthful statement. There
Because there are
were years.
situations where you got people who are divorcing
Yeah.
again and again and again, and there's
Yeah.
actually statutes about that in different states
Right.
about how many times you can get
Yeah.
married. And we're not
Yeah.
really talking about that kind
Correct.
of situation. That's
Correct.
almost a completely and entirely different podcast.
Yeah.
In fact, it really
Yeah.
is. But we're talking about those inner battles and then what you have to walk through.
And I'll
So,
tell you one of the main things that the Lord really showed me during that time, because I think where the church is getting this wrong. And you know me, I'm probably going to say some things that may be controversial.
oh, let's get real. Come on.
I know, right? You know what you're asking for when
I'm
you
not
ask me to be
afraid.
on these. I don't think that, I think in the church, we keep thinking that the enemy is attacking marriages. I think God is doing a shakeup in marriages. I think the church has gotten, as a whole, as a church body, has gotten so out of whack of what the Lord truly meant for marriages to be that he is shaking marriages at this point. So I don't necessarily think that there is where the enemy is just, is it happening at some? Sure. But we have to look at that and realize that the Lord is allowing that. And that is one thing through that season. I was not one who jumped straight into dating or anything like that. I really took
No,
a
you
whole
didn't.
year.
No, you
Yeah, I
didn't.
took a whole year after that and was in intense counseling and really buried myself in with the Lord to just figure out what is going on. Because I was trying to think about this today when I remember being in the Walmart parking lot getting out of my car, and this was probably at least 5 or 6 years before this all happened. And I remember it so vividly. I got out of my car and he said, "If you lost everything, would you still love me and follow me?" And I so flippantly said, "Well, of course, Lord, I'll love you. Like, no matter what happens in life, I'm sticking with you." Right. And then I watched as one thing after another happened. And every time, though, the one thing I can say is I did not do it perfectly. But every time I would just keep telling my kids, keep telling myself, I don't necessarily understand the why of everything right now. But the one thing that I do know is that the only way we're going to get through all of this is by staying with the Lord. And so during, even that first year after the divorce that I went through, I hid myself in the Lord and was just like, not only do I need you to heal me, because literally everything, my world was turned upside down,
Yeah.
and you know that because you're one of my great friends and have walked with me through several different things. But I that's where he taught me, though. In those times are where he teaches us. And one thing that was really revealed to me during that time is that every other place in the in Christianity, we teach that when Jesus rose from the dead and he ascended into heaven with the Father, we teach that the curse was broken, right? The curse was broken, everything was restored, all this. Yet we're still teaching marriages underneath the curse. We're still teaching that. We're not teaching, okay, well, what does that restoration look like? And you know where the Lord took me? He took me all the way back to Genesis before anything happened with the fall and said, "I want you to look at how Adam and Eve sat here and partnered together and what that looked like." And that is what marriages are called to. And it is a partnership. That's why we find in the New Testament where it says, you are to submit one unto another and unto the Lord. You are to love one another. You are to honor, to uplift, you're to do all of these things. But for so long in the church, we've taught to keep doing marriages underneath the fall, the things that that came about underneath the fall. And so I think the Lord really allowed me during that time to kind of start understanding a whole lot more after that. Because unfortunately, what we do is we teach men one thing and we teach women one thing in the church, and it's not necessarily healthy on either side. And so,
Right.
I think the Lord is doing a shakeup in marriages to create the healthiness that He desires for them to have. And some are going to submit to that and be able to have the marriages that God created. And then some are just going to flat out refuse out of a hardened heart or because it serves them more to stay underneath the fall of how marriage is taught. And so, those were just kind of the things that the Lord was just teaching me, and about how, we talk about when we teach people about getting married that the only thing I knew at 20, 21 years old when I got married was that you were to marry a Christian, that you were to be equally yoked. That was the
Yes.
only thing. And what the Lord
Marry a
also,
Christian, be equally yoked, and whatever
yes,
you do, don't get divorced.
right. And so one thing the Lord
There's
really
no
taught me,
setup for condemnation like that one. Now,
none
that's not
whatsoever.
wrong. We should
Yeah.
be teaching that marriage is forever. I'm not
Absolutely.
knocking that. But
Yeah.
you're right. That
Yeah.
you nailed it. That's exactly what I was taught.
Yeah. And so one thing that the Lord really started teaching me during this time, So after about a year of everything, and my counselor was even kind of trying to push me back into dating. I'm like, oh no, like but the Lord at that point, he really used my counselor to kind of push me into these different areas of learning, right? So then I really was like, okay, Lord, if I go to get back out here, like, what do I need to be looking for? And he began to show me several different things. He was like, listen, equally yoked is not just about are you equally yoked in your faith? Are you equally yoked financially? Are you equally yoked emotionally and mentally and relationally and all these other things at 40, in my 40s that now I need to look for and not just one thing,
Right.
And so in the church, we've got to do better about teaching these younger people those things, and even people that once they get divorced, how to in a godly way date. Because let me tell you what, friend, there is a whole lot of ungodliness in dating out in this world.
That's what I keep hearing, and I don't want to know.
I was not prepared for that at all. And it was a pretty shocking thing. People that you would think you could trust because they hold certain positions or they say they're Christians or they're this. And I mean, it was wolf in sheep's clothing for sure. So I had to get really smart and really tough really quick in that area. But the Lord just began to show me some beautiful things, in that area and to how important it is to look at the heart of someone. So, he began to deal with me on, okay, if someone who calls herself a Christian but is hard-hearted, I'm still not going to be able to get through to them. But say that someone's flippantly is kind of like, yeah, I think the Lord's real or whatever, and everything, but has a tender heart, the Lord was like, I can get through to them. So you've got to look for people, when that was one of the guiding things. It was the equally yoked
After the
thing.
divorce, we want to stress after the
Yes, after
divorce.
the divorce. Yeah. But it was the equally yoked in all the areas and then also the tender heart. And, it even teaches me, I've often in leadership teachings, always talk about that you got to have tough skin, but a tender heart. It really challenged me during that time to truly operate in that, to go, okay, I've got to get healed at the soul level so that I can keep a tender heart, but I've got to get a little bit tougher on the skin level, and
Yeah.
so and then of course moving into city elections and things like that really taught me that, but if our heart is if we can keep our heart tender no matter what we go through, the Lord is able to heal us and get to us and to teach us and to bring about exactly what his word says, that what the enemy meant for evil and to destroy, he will turn into good. And I have watched him be faithful in that.
Yeah.
And the other beautiful thing, you can stop me anytime because I'm a talker. The other beautiful thing I learned during this time is I didn't have to be perfect for the Lord to love me.
That's
It
good.
was the most beautiful thing that I learned. I remember that there was a song that I would just lay before the Lord, and it was called Yet. And it was talking about how everyone go listen to that song. It is so powerful, but it's talking about how the Lord's not done with me yet, and how our hearts can just be shattered and we cannot understand what's going on, but maybe that's the whole point, and it just, I look back now and I'm like, I get it. Like, I
Yeah.
get it. I
Yeah.
would, I think as strong people, quote unquote strong people, the Lord sometimes has to let us get to the point to where we can't operate in our own strength anymore. And some of us can operate because of what we've been through in life and what we've built and what the Lord's even built us up in, can handle a whole lot on our own, right? But
Yeah,
to
but that's
truly
not
get us,
always healthy.
it's not healthy at all, but to truly get us to that point to where we can go, okay, Lord, I tap out, like I can't do this in my own strength anymore.
Yeah,
And then
yeah.
to not feel the condemnation of God come up on you, but to truly feel the grace and the love and the mercy wrap around you. Listen, there
Because
is
when you
no
get that
greater.
divorce, you're expecting that condemnation. You're
Yes,
expect
100%.
okay, I'm going to turn the corner, or I'm going to walk into that room and shazam, the lightning's going to strike. And yeah. So I want to pause you for a minute because I experience a tremendous amount of conflict because not only because of the divorce, but because I had children and that were involved in that divorce. And that's a whole other dynamic that's going to be covered in a different podcast. But the conflict that I had to constantly and continually deal with, sometimes it was with myself. Sometimes I confess it was with the Lord because I was like, how did I end up here? I thought I crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's. I thought I, mastered the formula for, for life and, all those things. But then with another person, that conflict always put me in that fight mode. And I would find myself leaning, and this is such a simple scripture, but it works so many ways and on so many levels. Exodus 14, 14, the Lord will fight for you and you will remain at peace. And if anybody asks, I think that's the New King James Version, but that's the way I learned it. And so it was so simple, and God probably knew I needed a simple scripture. He probably knew that about me, but I would just lean into that. I would just get ready to fight, and I would be frustrated and angry and hurt and all the emotions. And then I would remember Exodus 14, 14, and I would just exhale and go, okay, I'm going to choose not to fight. And through that, I get peace and God wins the battle however he sees fit to win the battle. He doesn't need my advice. So were there any scriptures that you leaned on during this time when you were dealing with all these difficult emotions? And maybe you still are.
The truth is, I mean, I'm still, walking through learning that, right? And it is very much this surrender to the Lord to the one that const I'll never forget. There's so many times that in retrospect you go back and you're like, man, God was preparing, me for what I was about to have to walk through. I remember being in my living room praying with my children one night, and the Lord just started saying over and over and over, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And I remember just, I mean, it almost got to the point, and I wasn't yelling, but I mean, it would just get louder and louder to where it became this. And through this season of, conflict and learning to lean on the Lord through that. And listen, I'm nowhere near perfect in that. But I'm trying.
We
But
are works
that,
in progress.
yes. But yeah, the no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That was one that I would just every time. And then the one, the scripture about how the Lord will fight for you, that he's our defender, that he's and so I would literally just give I would pray and just give situations over. And I really have learned how to remove myself out of the conflict and not even respond sometimes. Just, Lord, that's yours. And I'm just going to trust that your will be done. In different areas of my life, during the time, I think one of the things that was difficult about the timing of going through my divorce is that I knew that the Lord had called me to step up into being the mayor. And this literally all happened the year before I was supposed to run for mayor. And so I thought there was no way after that. I was like, well, obviously, that's off, not gonna happen and all this. And I was honest with my team at the city that I was councilwoman for. I said, listen, I'm not gonna step up and run for mayor. I'm going through a divorce and I've got to make sure me and my kids are good. And so I didn't. And someone else came in and was mayor during that time. 2 years later, the Lord really started laying it on my heart again. Like, hey, you're to the point now. I want you to run. And I was like, Lord, what are you talking I'm from a small rural community where, number one, there had never been a female even run for mayor. But here I was divorced,
It makes you feel like a level of inadequate, doesn't
it
it?
does. It makes you feel like that certain things are just off the
It's
table to
like
you.
the scarlet letter,
It is. It
just a D.
100% is. Yeah. And so you feel like these things that you know that the Lord has showed you about your life are just not even plausible any longer because this has happened. And but I
So
watched the
I'm
Lord.
curious, why do you
Yeah.
think that is? Why do you think that
I think
even
it's
in the 21st century,
because
it
I think in the church realm, getting a divorce is probably the biggest scarlet letter one can wear. And that's just me being truthful. For women in the
so
church.
it's not sexual
Nope.
promiscuity,
Nope.
it's or like adultery,
Yeah.
it's not pornography. It's not
Correct.
addiction. You think
No, it
it's
is if you get a
divorce.
divorce. Yeah. And so I
Okay.
think because of that, it is you just feel like you are damaged, that
I
that
do.
something's been stamped on you, that you can't sit here and those things can't be done in your life. And but here's what I want to tell people is that that is an absolute lie from the pits of hell. When God has you called to something and has you purposed to something, it doesn't
Yeah.
mean that things aren't going to come up and try to knock you off that course. But if it is truly something that the Lord has mandated for your life for whatever reason, as long as you keep turning to Him and submitting yourself to Him, He's going to get you there because that's what He has called you to do. And no one can take that away from you. And the only time that you're not going to be able to feel that is if you turn away from the Lord.
I remember one day, it just in a time of desperate prayer, because I was feeling those
Yeah.
inadequacy feelings. I was feeling that the alt like it was just the ultimate failure, which is one of the reasons I stayed long married as long as I did in my first marriage. Was I didn't want that failure over
Yeah.
my head,
Because we're women who don't fail, right? I mean,
Right.
we work our tails off to succeed in all these other areas of our lives.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but I remember just feeling like the Lord said, "Why is it that I've promised you that I will redeem you,
Yeah.
but you consistently believe that you are non-redeemable or
Yeah.
unredeemable?"
Yeah.
And I'm sure he was grammatically correct, but it's and really, we just keep doing that to ourselves. It's not coming from heaven. I'm sure, I'm confident that when marriage does not work, God's heart hurts.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I am sure that he is grieved about that
Yes.
covenant breaking just
Absolutely.
as we are. My issue is getting past that place and living a healthy life. I love that you did a year of counseling. I
Yeah.
love that you did that. I did not, and maybe I'm not as normal as I should be at this point, but I just think back, I didn't have a resource to do that at that time,
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know.
yeah.
But I think about the people that may listen to this, and I want to stress, covenant marriage matters.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And yes, there are biblical reasons for divorce. But I'm really not speaking to marriage. Like
Yeah.
I'm just talking to all these people. You're already there.
Yeah.
You're there. I'm not here to tell you it was right or it was wrong or it was well done or poorly done. I just want to speak to those people who are in the midst of it or they're still reeling
Yeah.
from the event of the divorce. And I just want to offer encouragement that it does get better.
Absolutely.
And
As long as you will continue to turn to the Lord, it gets better. Yeah.
because in that he will help you find yourself. In marriage, you tend to enmesh yourself with another person, not in an, I'm not saying it's an unhealthy way. I think that's what's expected in covenant, but at the same time, we bond with somebody, and because he likes something, she will do it with him, or because she enjoys something, he will do it with her. And so you kind of, when that dynamic is gone, and sometimes it disappears before the marriage ends, but when that dynamic is gone, you suddenly are left with, who am I? And I watch so many divorcees go on this journey of finding themselves, and they get into some crazy mess. Like, what are you thinking? What are you doing? I
And the
want to go
beautiful thing
start
about
at
the Lord.
Genesis and go through Revelation and find your identity in there.
And the beautiful thing about it is that even if someone has, because there are times that I feel like that I look back on and I'm like, oh Lord, like how did you love me through that, right?
All right.
But he did, you know, at every turn to where I quote unquote messed up or didn't handle things the way that I would have wanted to or anything like that, every time I thought I was going to be met with condemnation, every time. And every time I was met with the love of a father who was trying, that knew his little girl was heartbroken and was trying to heal, and he would just lovingly and tenderly go, "It's okay, get back up and let's go." You know, there was such a tenderness with the Lord that I have learned over all of this time that I didn't know before. I'm gonna be just completely honest. And it's been the biggest gift out of this season is to truly learn the tenderness of God's heart towards his daughters. And I know this podcast is for men as well. And he loves
But
his sons as well, but there was just a tenderness with the Lord that I had never felt as his daughter, that he was protective of me, that he was understanding, that he was not ever, it reminded me so much of how Jesus was in the Bible when a woman would come to him thinking that she was going to get condemnation or him, you know, to handle her the way that the religious elite would at that time or the way the citizens would at that time. And he met them with love. He met them with, you know, with, hey, you know, they're no better than you. You just need to get up and go and put yourself back with the Lord, right? And so I would say to those people, it doesn't even matter. Like, say you have got, because listen, I the same thing. I saw some, you know, friends go crazy during, you know, the divorce time. But I always
And just
knew
for
that
all
it
the listeners, it was not me.
no,
It
it was
was
not
not me.
Charlie.
I just.
Here's the beautiful thing about Charlie. Probably out of everyone in my life that I was scared to death to tell that I was getting divorced, it was Charlie. And when I told Charlie, she met me with such understanding, and love, and just it meant so much to me, friend. Like it truly
Oh.
did. And that is one thing I have to say as well is that. I think as women in marriage, we sometimes lose those relationships with other women because we get so busy doing everything or whatever. And during this time, I had to really lean on my relationships with my girlfriends and to just to have all of you who wrapped me in love and prayer and truth, right? I mean, there were times.
Yeah, there were a few times I told you something you didn't want to hear.
But those are true friends, you know? And so, you know, it's just even if someone is right now has kind of went out there and kind of like the prodigal son, right? Like went out there and living it up in the world trying to find themselves. It's okay. Just turn back around to the
Absolutely.
Father and he will 100% wrap his arms around you. He will heal the damage that this world has done to you because that is all that the world will do for you is damage you. And he will heal it and restore you and set your feet right back on standing ground and help you move forward.
Well said, well said. You know, and I want to stress, yes, we are two women, and we've talked about, you know, being little girls for the Heavenly Father and all that. But I want to speak for a minute to men. because men are equally damaged by divorce. It women are sometimes more emotional. We wear it a little bit more on our sleeve, but men hurt just as deeply on the inside. And in this day and age, it is not a situation where the man does all the hurting and the woman suffers. It is turned the other way around. It can be the woman is messing up and the husband hurts. And so I don't want to take away from
And it
that.
can be
There,
both. It can be
yeah.
both.
And so
Sometimes dynamics just get so toxic that both of you are behaving in ways that are damaging to the other, you
yeah.
know?
And before we go, I would just like to say for anyone who is listening, and you just know that you keep operating out of your emotions and you keep making bad choices and you don't understand why, I would really love to encourage you to get my book, The Wounded Warrior, because
Yes.
it is about healing the wounds of the soul. And that is something that divorce brings.
Yes.
And I really feel that it's a very healthy step in repairing the soul and getting ready to be in the next season that God has for you. And so you can find it on our website, active-faith.org, or you can find it on Amazon. But either way, and if you're not a reader, you can get it on Audible, or you can go to our website, and there is a free seminar that covers the same thing about the wounded soul. And
And
so,
I would
yeah.
echo that. And I promise she has not paid me to say that. But I read Charlie's book during this time of divorce. And it was actually right after I had tiptoed out into dating and then realized really quick that I didn't want to be out there. But what I learned was that I was still picking, my choices were still being made out of a soul that had not been healed. And so it was causing my picker to be not pick well. I'm grateful that I quickly identified that, but it was your book that walked me through how to get healed at that soul
Yeah.
level so that I
I
could
wish I
sit
could take
here.
credit for that, but I feel like God wrote that book. But
Yeah, it's a really great book for
yeah,
sure.
but thank you for that. So, and the goal is we just want people to be healed. We want
Yes.
people to feel
Yes.
that redemption is theirs and that they can move forward. So, Brandy, on that note, thank you so much for being my guest. Would you pray us out
Anytime.
and pray over those who may be listening who needed to hear this today? I would appreciate that.
Yeah, Lord, we just come to you right now, Father, and we lift up our brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord. Father, you know better than anyone exactly where they are, where they need to be met, Lord. And Father, I pray where condemnation is at, that you would come in and fill them with your grace, with your love, with your mercy, Father. And Lord, I pray where there's confusion that you would come in with such clarity and to give that to them, Lord. And Father, whatever their need may be, Lord, that you would meet them right at that as they surrender. That is the only part we have to do is to surrender and to just listen. And so, Father, I pray for that. I pray that you would talk to people in their dreams. I pray that you would, as they're just out and about their day, that they would be quickened to something, Lord. And Father, that they would just let down all of the fears, all of the bitterness, all of the anger, all of the confusion, that they would just lay that in your hands and trust that no matter what has happened, that you have good plans for their life, that you have a purpose for their life, that you are still calling them to what you created created them for, Lord. And Father, I pray against every negative word that has been spoken over them by themselves, by others, Lord. And Father, I bind to them the words that you have spoken over them, Lord, the words that you have written about them in heaven, Lord, in the books of life, Father. I just bind that to their souls, Father, to their minds, and that they would begin to operate out of a sonship and a daughtership to you, Father. And Lord, I pray the one thing that we need so much during this time is joy. So I pray the joy of the Lord upon them, Lord, that they will be able to find their smile again, that they will be able to find happiness again. Lord, in joy and peace. And I just praise you and I thank you for the testimonies, Lord, that are going to come out. And Father, as you are shaking marriages, I pray that every marriage would just surrender to you and say, Lord, you teach us. Take us back to what you originally created for marriage to be and help us to learn to operate there, Lord. And Father, I pray that you would give pastors wisdom, teachers wisdom in that area, Lord, and that the teachings of the church would make a change over into how you created marriage to operate in the first place, Lord. And we just praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. And
Absolutely.
I am so glad that Brandy joined us today, and we will look forward to our next segment of Battle Plan for Broken Families.